Welcome to the Sowing Hope Podcast. This is a show all about implanting hope in our hearts. I'm Bill Snyder, joined by my friend Ann DeSantis. We're glad you're here for our uplifting conversation about faith and how it sustains our hearts through all the seasons of life. Thanks for walking with us. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Sowing Hope. As the intro said, I'm Bill Snyder, and I'm joined by Ann DeSantis. Welcome, Ann, to the program, and thank you so much for being my co-host and walking with me on this journey, on this podcast for the very first time.
Hey, it's great. I am so excited to talk about sowing hope, because I think it's an important thing for our world right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so for our listeners, you are listening here on Patchwork Heart Radio Live. It's also our very first live broadcast. So I do ask you, if there's kinks and bumps, please take that into consideration. It's our very, very first live broadcast here on Patchwork Heart Radio. But Anne, you know, I think when we talked a little bit about what we wanted to do on this episode, we were talking about how we were just going to share with listeners about our stories, right? We were just going to share our stories, our personal faith journeys, and then kind of go from there and see where the Holy Spirit takes the program. Of course, you know, we want people to reach out to us on our websites and Twitter and Facebook and all of those things. But really, it's about, you know, just sharing hope. And I think our stories both have a lot of hope in them. So I'm gonna drop it to you and just ask you to share your story a little bit with listeners, and then I'll do the same with me, and we'll see where the Holy Spirit takes it.
Thank you so much, Bill. I mean, I couldn't stop smiling as you were speaking, because you know, it is all about hope, and I think that's why we came together. Talk about, you know, we're in a world right now where there's a need for God. There's a need for faith. You know, we're Catholic, and we really are on fire for the gifts that we've been given through our Lord Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith. So I'm very grateful for that every day, because you know what? Life isn't easy, Bill. And I know you and I both agree on that point. And many of our listeners here know as well that there are always challenges every single day. So sowing hope, this podcast is going to be to encourage you wherever you are on your faith journey, whether you are a person who is honoring your faith or whether you're outside of the faith. We're here for you and excited about this journey that we're going to take together. So my story is I am a mom. I'm a wife. I'm married to my husband, Angelo DeSantis. Hi. I know he's probably going to be listening at some point. My husband and I have been married for almost 31 years. So I'm in my mid-50s, very grateful for life. And I have two wonderful daughters, Elaine DeSantis and Sean DeSantis. They're ages 23 and 21. And I was a homeschooling mom for years, and very grateful for that opportunity to be home with my kids and also to share faith. But then I guess it was about 6 or 7 years ago, I decided to get into something part-time, and that would be the idea of being a 50-plus kind of model actor in the greater Philadelphia area, which is where I'm from. And so I started on a journey of doing a little bit of part-time work in the advertising world and in acting and commercials. And lo and behold, I had an opportunity a couple years ago, almost, to host my own TV show. It's called The Positive Side. And the location of the place that we tape the show is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It's an online program. Once again, The Positive Side on RVN TV. Also to mention that I am a director for a Catholic foundation as well. And that is my primary profession, called the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation, where we help those who are in crisis, families in crisis, especially those who are affected by divorce and separation. And that's through the Mercedarian religious order. I just want to throw that out there for our listeners. If they want to learn more about that, you can go to nonotus.org and learn about the St. Raymond and Nottis Foundation. But my story is, you know, I was raised Catholic, but admittedly, I didn't follow my faith when I especially got into my early years, teen years, 20s. But then when I turned 34 years old after the birth of my second child, I was diagnosed with a heart condition. It's called peripartum cardiomyopathy, for any listeners who may have heard of that. It's a very rare heart disease, and it's basically congestive heart failure. And at that time, I was really desperate because I was feeling awful, and I was searching for God in my life. But having a two-month-old baby and also a two-year-old, I was scared to death, quite bluntly, that I was going to die. So my mom had suggested, hey, you should call your church. And what I did was I called my church. The priest came over, and he administered the sacrament of the sick to me. And as they say, the rest is kind of history, because God entered my life in a great way. And my life has never been the same, in the fact that I really realized at that point in time that God was with me. And I've been on that journey with him since that time. That was in 1999. I was 34 years old. And every day I thank God for my life, that I'm still here. And God has granted me life. Even though I had suffered a heart condition, it was congestive heart failure. And Bill, I know you and I have that in common with having dealt with heart issues. So that's really how God entered my life into a greater way. And every day I try to wake up and just remember that my life is a gift. And everything that I do is a gift from him. So thank you for giving me that opportunity to share.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great way to just, you know, talk with our listeners and share with a little bit about our lives. I think that's such an important, you know, piece of where hope comes from, is our personal journeys, right? I mean, you know, I always like what Saint Peter says about hope. It's, you know, to always be ready to give a reason for your hope. And so, what is that? That's the daily, day-to-day living in life that you are encountering, right? I mean, that's the reason why we share our stories, is because there's hope in each moment of it, right? There's hope in each moment of our lives when we're focusing it on Christ, even when you're, you know, have a heart condition, or you're struggling and you're sick. You know, if you put your hope in Jesus, if you put your hope in your faith, if you put your hope in God, you know, he's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. It might not always be the thing you want, but he is our ultimate hope. And I always like to go back to talking about hope in this way. Hope can never be realized, right? Mm. Hope can never be realized. If you have something, you know, I use the example often when I talk to young people. I said, if you hope you get the latest iPhone and you already have the latest iPhone, you don't hope for it anymore. You know, hope is never realized. Hope is never realized, right? The only time it's going to be realized, we can hope for heaven, but the only way we're going to hope for heaven, the only time it's going to be realized is after we're passed from this
That's
earth.
Right.
So, you know, when we talk about hope, it's something that can never be realized. And so we talk about sowing hope. We talk about giving people hope. We give them hope with our personal journeys. We give them hope with our testimony, because, you know, hey, you know, you and I, survivors of heart conditions, you know, and when you start looking at that, you start counting your heartbeats. You really do. You know, you start counting your heart. You know, you start counting your heartbeats. And you go, man, I only got so many left. I've had my heart completely restarted, stopped, and completely restarted 3 times. So it's been stopped, you know, and completely restarted on. the operating table. Praise God. But, you know, when you go into a surgery like that, when you look at, you know, beginning to do a surgery like that and going into it, let me tell you, it's a little scary, you know, because you're like, oh, I hope my heart restarts, you know, I hope it starts again. But that's what you got to do. You got to put your faith in who you're putting your faith in God ultimately, but you're putting a lot of trust and a lot of hope that your doctors are going to do the right thing. They're going to do the right job, and you go through it and you prepare yourself well and you do everything right. But at the end of the day, all you have is hope that they're going to do it right. And then when you wake up from that surgery, you wake up and you go, oh, man, I'm glad I put my hope in those people. I'm glad I put my hope in God, you know. But hope can never be fully realized. You know, it's only realized when you've attained that. So, in my personal journey, I like to use the term hope a lot. I like to talk to people a lot about hope because God has gifted me and given me so many gifts that I can share that I believe that can relate to other people, right? I believe that it can relate to young people. I believe it can relate to old people. I believe like when I share my story, of surviving, you know, 3 open heart surgeries or whatever, I believe that at that point, they might be suffering with something. It might not be heart condition, right? It might not be my heart condition.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter whether it's my heart condition. They might be struggling with, you know, some, you know, child who's, you know, fallen away from the faith, or they might be struggling with, their own addiction, their own, you know, problem in life. But by sharing my reason for hope, then they might have their own reason for hope. You know what? They might begin to see the glimmer of hope. And sometimes it's a light far at the end of the tunnel that's our hope, you know, and it's way at the other end. And we never know if we're going to be able to get there, right?
That's right.
But man, we see it, right? So I love talking about hope, and I'm glad, you know, and you guys got some really great hope out there in Philadelphia. And by the way, I was born and raised out in Philadelphia, but I moved to Wisconsin. I know I'm still a Eagles, Flyers, Phillies fan, all of that stuff. But you guys got a great reason for hope right now, though, out there in your neck of the woods, because you got a brand new archbishop, right? It was just installed.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. And on a side note, I was at his installation the other day at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul. So, Bill, thanks so much for sharing your story. You know, I wondered, you know, anything else that you want to share? I'm sure people would love to hear it, too, about how God really came into your life in a greater way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think part of my testimony is I guess I tell it often. I'll give a quick shout out to the great people over at Fiat Ministry Network, because I was working with them and they had some technical issues last night on their end. But I think it's going to air tonight, which is kind of ironic. But you can either listen to this or listen to that. But I was talking last night on the air with Kent Kolheski about, you know, my moment at Steubenville Youth Conference when I was out actually at in Paoli, Pennsylvania was where my youth group was, St. Norbert's.
St. Norbert's.
Yes. Mark Griswold and all of those guys out at St. Norbert's. Mark was my youth minister. And he always took us to the Steubenville Youth Conferences. They were powerful encounters with the Lord the Steubenville Youth Conferences. And when I was attending them as a teen, the Holy Spirit just took like a 2x4 and said, this is your mission in life. You know, this is your mission. Wow. I want you to proclaim, you know, Jesus. I want you to go out and proclaim Jesus. And for many years, I thought that I was called to the priesthood. And so I really pursued that with my whole heart. I was halfway into the seminary. I was living with conventual Franciscan friars in a resident discernment program, filling out the application slowly. And that's actually when God said, no, I want you to change and go a different direction, because I handed the application to my cardiologist. And I said to him, doc, I'm ready to go in the seminary. I just need your signature on this document to say that, you know, I'm got a clean bill of health and everything is going to be fine. And he goes, well, Bill, no, everything's not going to be fine. You need your third open heart surgery right now. and so when I looked at that, I was like, well, I guess I can't stay here. And so, you know, I moved back. I still had retained my job and everything while I was living with the friars, and you know, God had a plan, right? So from those moments of conviction where you feel the Holy Spirit moving in your life and you feel him, you know, working deep down in there, and then it convicts you, but then it doesn't mean that everything's going to be sunshine and roses and everything's going to be perfect in your life.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
You know, we put our hope in the end goal. I think we put our hope in the end goal, which is heaven, but there's going to be lots of ups and downs and ins and outs and bumps along the way. And, you know, you and I aren't going to be able to say, you know, just because you accept Jesus, just because you have a relationship with him, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be perfect. And, you know, when you look at the cross, I love the Catholic Church, especially when I look at the cross, because the corpus hangs on the crosses in a Catholic Church, you know. And it's like Christ is suffering with us. He's remaining up there suffering. You know, you see that image when you walk into a non-denominational church or even a mainstream Protestant church, and you don't see the corpus. It's like, you know, Jesus, it's just an empty cross. Where is Christ in the suffering day to day with you and me? And the hope is, our hope is that he rose from the dead and that we're going to do the same, you know? So for me, and you know, it's not about, you know, Protestant versus Catholic or anything like that. I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm going to be, you know, better because I'm a Catholic. There's nothing like that. All it is that serves for me as a reminder that Christ suffers with me. And every Sunday when I walk into the church, or every time I walk into the church for Mass, I know, or even when I hang the crucifix around my neck, I know that Christ suffers with me. And into the day-to-day, in the muck, he's willing to get in the muck. He's willing to suffer. He's willing to die. He's willing to do all that for us. And that ultimately is what gives us hope, because he conquers it. He conquers it as we pray with him and work with him and have a relationship with him. He conquers it slowly and surely and moves us along in our faith journey. So, you know, I just love, the imagery we are so blessed to have in the church. We're so blessed to have the imagery that we have, you know, 2,000 years of rich history.
That's right. You know? So amazing. I got a smile on my face, as I said earlier, just because that's what hope is. I mean, hope is a person. Hope is Christ. And, you know, life is not going to be perfect. We are on a pilgrimage. So whether you have a short life, a medium-sized life, or a long life, or an extra long life, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's all a gift. When you look at it as a gift, I think it helps the perspective too, because like you describing your issues with the hard issues that, you know, you have had and I've experienced in the past, you really realize that, you know, in 100 years from now, and I tell this to my two daughters who may be listening at some point, you know, life's going to be different, but love is what lasts, and Christ and that relationship. And, you know, also our ability to recognize the suffering Christ in people in this world now. When I say that, I don't just mean Catholics, Christians, or even people of other religions. I mean everybody, right? I mean, the suffering Christ is all over the place, isn't he? I mean, there's so much suffering, but guess what? we can be used for him and for the greater good to bring salvation, his salvation, to the whole wide world. Because guess what? For anybody listening who doesn't know this, the word Catholic means universal.
It does.
So God made every single person, if you're listening to this and you're not a person of faith, God made you. God loves you. And God wants to have that relationship with you. So I hope that you come back to Sowing Hope with Bill and I. And I hope that you'll listen to this program again, because we want to share that with you. We want to share hope with you. We want to share God with you. And so we're willing to just open it up to whoever's out there and listening. And, you know, let's face it, life is not easy. We're not here to pretend that it's not. Every single day is challenging. And for some of us, guess what? It is about survival. It really is.
Amen.
You know, we hope to thrive, right? We hope that we can all thrive, right, with Christ. But guess what? For some of us, it is about survival. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
no.
So we come to that place in our life where we realize that, you know, God's with you. I want you to know that if you're listening right now, God is with you. He cares about not only the big things, but the little things, too.
So
join us. You know, we're excited about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Excited to bring you Christ and bring you love and hope. So, Bill, I'm just so thankful to you for inviting me here. So.
This is so much fun, and you know, here's the beautiful thing, folks. You know, Ann and I just want you to, for full transparency here, Ann and I have been talking about this for probably a few weeks now, or maybe even about a month of doing a podcast. And I texted her early in the day, and I said, hey, how about we try it live? And so, you know, I'm like, she's like, okay. And you know, they're really, we're leaving this really open to the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, the only rule is that this is going to be about, you know, uplifting faith stories, uplifting, giving you hope. I mean, that's really the only thing that the two of us have decided on or decided on at all, was that that's what we want to do, is we want uplifting stories, of faith and hope and our experience, as a Christian and as a Catholic. We just want to share that with you, and we want you to become a part of our podcast. And so, you know, as if you're listening live, wonderful. If you're not listening live, you know, there'll be a musical bumper at the end that'll explain about our websites and whatnot. The easiest way to, you know, find us is on our websites. So if you head over to patchworkheart.org, that's my website, and Ann's is very simple. It's just andesantis.com. And so if you head over to our websites, you know, we're going to be able to post all the, you know, the episodes up there. They'll all be available on the web for you, on our websites. But you know, connect with us on Twitter, send us an email through our websites. All our information is there. And if you go and, you know, connect with us, we want to know your questions. We want to know what you want us to talk about. Maybe you want to share a story. It looks like, you know, again, this is the first time I'm going live here, and I'm doing it through the Podbean server. And so it looks like I've got room to be able to take some different guests and call-ins and things like that. There are ways to invite guests and call-ins on the show here. And so therefore, we should be able to take your questions and things like that as well.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that, and invite people, really. Honestly, I would hope that one thing that we will kind of, I'll jokingly say, pride ourselves on, right? As Catholics, we try not to be too prideful, right? But ourselves on is that we really want to make outreach to people. To me, that's what it's all about. It's about you. Somewhat about Bill and I, but really it's about you. We care about you. God, more importantly, God cares about you and your story. So please, you know, we invite you to be a part of this with us, because, you know, like I said, I mean, and as Bill said, we're on a journey, and we want to do this together through the difficult times, and also those days where you got to smile and you know God's there, you know. And there's times where you feel scared and not sure whether he's with you, but that's what this is all about. We want to bring that. We want to bring Christ to other people, because, you know, whether or not you know him or not, he does love you, and he wants to be a friend of yours, and he wants to walk with you. So that's what it's all about. That Christ wants to walk with you in your journey, because, like I said, we're all on a pilgrimage. We're not going to be here forever. So let's make the best of it. You know, we have a mission for him. We're all part of the community. You know, it means something. Our lives mean something. It's greater than we can imagine. So let's keep that in mind every day. And Bill, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Anne. This has truly been a pleasure. You know, talking with you, and again, things are kind of fluid right now. We're going to figure out, get a regular time, all that stuff. But stay tuned to our Facebook pages, stay tuned to our websites, folks. Don't forget to just reach out to us. I mean, it's so easy to do. Just reach out to us on, Facebook and Twitter, even on the Podbean app. There's now a way to be able to do that. Download the Podbean app if you haven't done that yet, so you can listen to us live on the Podbean app. But Anne, thank you again so very much. It's been an absolute pleasure to have to share the air with you live for the first time since 2013 for me, being on hosting a live show. So
it's great.
It's so
much. It's just wonderful.
All right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, folks, until next time, for Ann and I, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you have an incredibly blessed week and time. And don't forget, check us out on the web. Very, very easy to do that. Patchworkheart.org, andysantis.com. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until next time, keep beating to your Catholic hearts and sowing hope into those broken hearts. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sowing Hope on Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information about this podcast and our ministries, visit our websites, patchworkheart.org and andysantis.com. You can also follow and interact with us on Twitter at PWH Ministry or andysantis2.